ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ Chapter 5, కీలకాండం ఆర్ ఉపాసనాకాండం, మంత్ర 5.3.1. ఏష ప్రజాపతి యద్హృదయం ఏతద్ బ్రహ్మ ఏతద్ సర్వం తదేతత్రక్షరం హృదయమితి హృ ఇత్యేకమక్షరం అభిహరంత్యస్మై శ్వాశ్చ అన్యే చ ఏవం వేద ద ఇత్యేకమక్షరం తతస్త్యస్మై శ్వాశ్చ అన్యే చ ఏవం వేద యం ఇత్యేకమక్షరం ఏతి స్వర్గం లోకం ఏవం వేద ఇతి తృతీయం బ్రాహ్మణం. దిస్ ఈస్ అ స్మాల్ బ్రాహ్మణం ఇన్ విచ్ హృదయ ఉపాసన ఇస్ స్టార్ట్. So it is called Hridaya Brahmanam also. Here Hridayam is the alambanam or symbol or pratikam, the locus on which Prajapati or Hiranyagarbha is to be invoked. Just as Lord Shiva is invoked on a Shivalinga or Vishnu on a Saligrama, Prajapati or Hiranyagarbha is to be invoked in the Hridayam. Therefore it is called Hridaya Brahmanam. Here Hridayam means Antakaranam, the mind, which is in the heart. Antakaranam is alambanam. And upasana is said as what? Yath hridayam yeshaha prajapatihi. This hridayam is to be meditated upon as prajapati, the samashti antakarana, Hiranyagarbha. And who is prajapati? Yetat brahma. Prajapati rupam hridayam is brahma, the infinite, the biggest. And brahma does not mean nirgunam satyam jnanamanantam brahma. We are taking the derivative meaning of Brahma here, which is Brahattamam, is Brahma, Brahattamam, which is the biggest, being the samashti, the total. Actually, in Taittiriya, we have seen Mahayiti Tad Brahma Sa Atma Hanga An Yanya Devata Aha, that Mahayiti Tad Brahma. So, in Taittiriya, we have seen, so it is Vyakriti Upasana there, so Vyakriti Alambanam, here it is Hridaya Alambanam. That's all the difference between these two. And etat sarvam, this hridayam being prajapati or brahmaji is everything in creation. Shankaracharya here reminds one previous topic also, which we saw earlier, the panjavidha hiranyagarbha upasana or ashtavidha hiranyagarbha upasana, we saw all of them Brihadaranyaka earlier, where hiranyagarbha is seen in the mind. And in this upasana, a little bit more details are given. And the Hridayam has got, you know, aksharas. And it indicates certain faculty of Hridayam, the mind. They are, number one, Hru. Hru means bringing, harati, to bring. So, anayati, it indicates mind is that which where all the sense organs and sense objects, swaha, swaha cha, anye cha. Swaha means sense organs, anye means sense objects. They bring experiences in the mind. They bring shabda anubhava, sparsha anubhava, and all that. So the place to which they are all brought is called hr. Hr means harati, asmai iti hr. So chaturthi. So not only that, this mind takes all experiences to and hands over to the jivatma. The expressions. So sense organs and sense objects, they all bring experiences to the mind, and mind takes these experiences to bhokta, the jivatma. Since the mind is associated with bringing, it is called hrid. And the second letter in hridayam is da. Da represents nourishing or giving. Hence, figuratively, it is said the sense object and sense organs feed the mind. Shankaracharya says, Svav svav viryam adadati iti da. The sense organs and sense objects give their power of nourishment to the mind. And who is the giver? Swaha cha anye cha. Sense organs and sense objects. We said swaha means sense organs. Anye represents to sense objects. They nourish the mind. They give the mind. Because of giving, it is called hrim. And because of nourishment, it is called da. And the letter ya, hr, da, yam, ya represents going to swargaloka or any loka according to one's own punya papa karmas. So it goes to various lokas. Therefore, it is ya. So therefore, hr, da, ya represents these three letters. It is receiving, nourishing, and also traveling. Here, hridayam is taken as the mind. Some people define hridayam based on the physical heart. Heart is called hridayam because it receives impure blood, purifies it, and gives pure blood to the body. Therefore, harati, ashuddha raktam, and dadati, shuddha raktam. Here it is called hridayam, that is physical heart. So we take the definition accordingly. Then the Upanishad gives the palam also. What is the palam of this upasana? If a person does hridaya upasana, then all the people will bring him all offerings and gifts because we do upasana on harati, bring. So just as sense organs and sense objects give gift experience to the mind, people of the world also will gift various things to the upasaka. What is the rule? Yatha yatha upaste tadeva bhavati. So if you do gifting upasana, you will get gifts. Similarly, of da upasana hridayam, da upasana, since sense organs and sense objects nourish the mind, and so the people also will nourish this person, this upasaka, very well. So swam swam viryam adadati, one will get nourishment. Then first one will gift, the secondly he will get the nourishment. So he will get gifts from other people, he will also get nourishment from other people. And thirdly, for doing yam, hrida yam, upasana, one will go to swargaloka because yam, ya refers to travel. So letter ya is from root e to go, e gatao. So net result is what? One will get gifts, get nourishment, and gain moksha or swargaloka. Moksha means we should understand all in quotations because unless somebody gains jnanam, he can go to swargadi lokas. This is the Hridaya Brahmanam, Hridaya Akshara Dhyanam is given here. Hru, Da, and Ya. And the fourth Brahmanam is called Satya Brahmanam, 5.4.1. All are one slokas. Each Brahmanam is one sloka here. Tadvaitat yetadeva tadasa satyameva sayohaitam mahadyaksham prathamajam veda satyam brahmeti jayeti mam lokan jita invasau asadam yayeva metam mahadyaksham prathamajam veda satyam brahmeti satyam heva brahma chaturtham brahmanam. So it is another small brahmanam with one mantra only, like the previous one. Here also we get Hiranyagarbha upasana. All are upasanas. And here Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon as satyam. So satya rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana. Because of this reason, this is called the satya brahmana. We will not analyze every word being a upasana portion, as we mentioned at the beginning itself. We will only deal with the essence of each mantra. And what type of Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon here? Hiranyagarbha has mahat yaksham prathamajam. Mahat means infinite, vast, limitless. And yaksham means adorable, pujaniyam, vandaniyam, upasyam, stutyam. So this is yaksham. And the word yaksham must be familiar from our Keno Upanishad. There is a story also where the yaksha came, derived from the root yaj, worship, yaga, yajna. They all came from that root only. So yaksha also came from the same word yaj, root. So yajaniyam, puja yogyam, one who is worshipped, the one who can be worshipped. And Hiranyagarbha is infinite, is also adorable. And prathamajam means first born, brahma devanam prathama sambhabhuva. Hiranyagarbha samavartatagre bodhasya jata parite patireka asit. சதாதார பிருத்திவீம் தியாமுதே மாம் கஸ்மை தேவாய ஹவிஷா விதேம. இன் மகான்யாச மந்திரம் this eightfold namaskaras are given and the first namaskara relates to Hiranyagarbha, this mantra. So Hiranyagarbha agre samavartata, first Hiranyagarbha came, therefore Hiranyagarbha gets the name Prathamajaha. So this mahat yaksha Prathamaja, Prathamaja roopa Hiranyagarbhasya upasana is taken as satyam. The word satyam also has a specific meaning here, which we have seen in a previous occasion in the Murtha Murtha Brahmana, if you remember that. Here Satyam is not Satyam Brahma, which is Trikale Api Abhahitam. So it is not that is the Abhahitam, that kind of Satyam. It does not mean absolute truth, but it's a word formed by the combination of Sat and Tyat. Satyachcha Bhavat, we have seen in Taittiriya again. So Sat refers to the Murtha Prapancham, and Tyat refers to the Amurtha Prapancham, and Satya means Murtha Amurtha Prapancha Rupena. This we are very familiar with this when we did the Murtha Amurtha Prapancham Brahmana, we dealt with this in detail. So Akasha and Vayu come under Amurtha Prapancha. Agni, Jalam and Bhumi, they come under Murtha Prapancha. So Sukshma Shariram comes under Amurtha Prapancha, and Stula Shariram comes under Murtha Prapancha. We defined all that at that time. And Hiranyagarbha's body is Samashti Murtha Murtha Prapancha. So Samashti Prapancha Rupena Hiranyagarbhasya Upasana. This is that Upasana. And this we have seen also in the Sikshavali in Taittiriya Upanishad. Satyatma Pranaramam Mana Anandam Shanti Samruddham Amritam Iti Prachina Yogyopa Aswa. So Satyatma, Shankaracharya says, Atma here refers to Shariram. And Satyatma means it is Murtha Murtha Prapancha. Prapanchaha Eva Atma. So Shariram, Yasya Hiranyagarbhasya. So this is the Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Prapancha Rupena. And what is the palam of this Upasana if somebody does that? Again, of course, it depends upon the motive of Upasaka. If he is a materialistic person, the palam is Loka Jayaha and Shatru Jayaha. He will win over all the worlds. He will get to all higher lokas in future births. He can go to Bhuloka or Bhuvarloka, any of those also. And the second palam is Shatru Jayaha, winning over all his enemies. And Shankaracharya adds, the primary Shatru for Satyam is what? Is Asatyam. Therefore, Satya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasanasya Phalam Asatya Shatru Jayaha. Winning over Asatyam or not telling lie is the benefit of this Satya Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Not telling lie means what? He will never have an occasion in life where he has to tell lies and all that thing, because willfully he will never tell a lie anytime. So the weakness of telling lies is, which is a big Shatru, will go if one does this Upasana, because lies, telling lies is considered one of the biggest Shatrus. So that will go away if one does this Upasana. This is the second palam of this Satya Brahma Upasana. And for the people who are not interested in worldly benefits, then Loka Jayaha, they will get Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Ekagrata, Chitta Vishalata. Because these are all still, you know, Upasanas. Upasanas are still karmas only. They have not got jnanam yet. It will enable them to get the qualification by Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Ekagrata and all that thing, so that they will be able to gain jnanam. They will get the qualifications for gaining jnanam. So with this, the fourth Satya Brahmanam is also over. Now we will go to the fifth Brahmanam. 5.5.1. Aapaye Vedam Agra Asuho. Patim prachapat prajapatir devan te devaham satyameva upasate tate tetraksharam satyamitim sam ityekamaksharam tityekamaksharam Nayanam these mantras. So this Brahmana, Hiranyagarbha Upasana, and certain other details of the Upasana are also given here. And the Upasana prescribed here is what? Anga Upasanani, which is part of main Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So before going to the details of this Upasana, the first mantra glorifies Hiranyagarbha. It points out that the glory of Hiranyagarbha is what? He is Mahat Yaksham Prathamajam, that we saw earlier. So this phrase Shankaracharya quotes very often. Here the first mantra explains these three words. Why Hiranyagarbha is Mahan, Mahat, why he is Yaksham, and why he is Prathamajam. So to explain this, the Upanishad talks about creation, Srishti. Apahava idam agre asuhu. In the beginning, everything was in avyakta rupam, that unmanifest rupam, that avyakta or karana prapancha was there, referred to as apaha here. So apaha refers to avyaktam, or we can take it as Ishvara. In Taittiriya Aranyaka, in the Pratama Prashna, in the Surya Namaskara Mantra, we have seen this thing. Apova idama sansalila meva sa prajapatireka pushkara parne samabhavate tasyantar manasika masamavartata idagumsa jayamiti tasmatyat purusho manasabhikachati tadvacha vadati tatkarmana karoti. So these are all in Arana Prashna Mantras. So apova idam asan salila meva. Jalam here means avyakta jalam. So Acharya analyzes jalam in detail, actually, in his bhashya. But it is enough to know it is avyakta for us, for our purposes. So from that Ishvara, who is born first, is called Hiranyagarbha. So Satyam Asrijanta, that's what mantra says. Satyam Asrijanta. So Satyam Brahma. Then Brahma means Hiranyagarbha, was born out of Ishvara. Brahma Devanam Pratamaha Sambhabhuva. Then Brahma Prajapatim, Hiranyagarbha created Virat. So first Ishvara was there, which is Samashti Karana Prapancha. From Ishvara came Hiranyagarbha, which is Samashti Sukshma Prapancha. And from Hiranyagarbha, Virat came, which is Samashti Stula Prapancha. This is the order of creation. So Hiranyagarbha created Virat. So this is the order. So then Virat created all that. This is the Srishti. This is the Srishti Prakarana. So Brahma, Prajapatim, Hiranyagarbha created Virat. So first Ishvara was there, which is Samashti Karana Prapancha. From Ishvara came Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Sukshma Prapancha. And from Hiranyagarbha, Virat came, which is Samashti Sula Prapancha. And from Virat, all these Manushyas, animals and all, they all came. Devas and all that. So Hiranyagarbha alone, who came first, is responsible for the later creation of the whole world. Actually, in Mundaka Upanishad, we saw it also, where it was stated, Brahma Devanam Pratamaha Sambhabhuva. So Brahmaji came out of the nabi of Vishnu. And who is that Brahma? Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. The creator of the whole universe, Vishvasya Karta. And what type of creator? Both Nimitta Karanam and Upadhana Karanam. This all should be very familiar to us. So Brahmaji is all-pervading. Since Brahmaji is creator of the universe, as the Karanam, he pervades the whole universe. The Karanam pervades the whole Karyam. Therefore, he is called Mahat. Sarva Karanatvat Mahat Ityuchate. Since he is born first out of Ishvara, he is called Prathamajam, first born. He is Karanam of the whole world, so he is Mahat. Big, very big. He is born first, so he is Prathamajam. Not only that, he is called Yaksham because all the Devas worship the Hiranyagarbha Brahmaji. Sarve esmai deva balima bahanti. No doubt Devatas are born out of Virat. Virat is like father, but Hiranyagarbha is the cause for even the Virat. Therefore, he is called Paramapitamaha. So the ultimate father of all of us. And therefore, all Devas worship him. Therefore, he is called Yaksham, Pujani. Thus, we get Hiranyagarbha Srishti in the first part of the mantra. And Hiranyagarbha is known as Satyam. And the Upanishad says that the word Satyam itself is a great word. Why? Because it has got three letters. Sa, Th, and Yam. And Upanishad says, of these three letters, the first and the last letters represent reality. Sa and Ya. Ya in Yam. And the middle letter, it represents, it is, Anritam, Satyam, or unreality. The middle letter represents unreality. And the first and last letter represents reality. So Upanishad does not give the reason. But the commentators, they give some interesting reason. The letters Sa and Ya have got vowels in them. These are reasons given by the commentator. Upanishad does not. Commentators give. So in Satyam, the Sa and Ya, the first letter and the last letter, they both have got vowels in them, in Sa and Ya, which have got independent existence. They can be pronounced independently, Sa and Ya. Whereas the middle letter is a consonant. It does not have independent existence, and we can never pronounce the consonant independently. That is why if I ask you, what are the consonants, when you want to utter the consonant ka, ka, and all that thing, when you say ka, there are two parts, the k, the consonant part, plus a, the vowel part. So ik plus a is ka. So for what purpose the vowel is added? For pronunciation purpose, we add a vowel. When we enumerate consonant, so akara ucharanartha. Then what is the real consonant? K only is the real consonant and not ka. Similarly, ta is not the consonant, it is the consonant. Therefore, consonant itself cannot be pronounced separately. So satasattayaha abhavat. Vowel supported satta alone is there. It needs a support from a vowel for it to be pronounced. Therefore, the madhya takara is anrutaha. Sakara ekaro satyam. So sakara and ekara, the first and the last letters of satyam, they are satyam. So the middle letter takara is anrutaha, is not satyam, is unreal. So the Upanishad says that word satyam has got reality predominantly. So two out of three is real. So which overpowers the unreality of th. So the sa and ya, satyam conceals tha. So the unreality. So satyam becomes predominant. So you look at the ways the commentators have looked at all these mantras. So what? Whoever understands this fact and whoever practices Satya Hiranyagarbha Upasana, they will not tell lies very often. They will not tell lies very often. They will predominantly speak the truth because there is still a small component of it in that. So their lies will be minimal. Then Shankaracharya is worried. One might think perhaps minimum lies are allowed even by the Upanishad, right? People might think. So Shankaracharya says it is not so. One, life predominantly truthful, but there can be inadvertent lies. Sometimes what we speak may be untrue. Inadvertent lies are possible. And remember, according to Shastra, such lies, unplanned lies, which you don't know, will bring limited papam, but the punishment is limited for them. So now Shankaracharya says, if a person does Satya Hiranyagarbha Upasana, the inadvertent lies will not produce papam for him. Why? Satyam Satya Bhuyameva Bhavati. That's what the mantra says, Bhuyameva Bhavati. His life is predominantly truthful, Satya, truthful. And he is Hiranyagarbha Upasaka. So Hiranyagarbha also is Satya Swarupaha. The lies will be minimum and will be inadvertent lies also and will not give any papam for this Upasaka. So Naivam Vidvamsam Anritam Hinasti. Anritam means not the lies. They will not affect this person. Now for the others, inadvertent lies will get limited papam. Not only that, they go one more step further, which is not said here. If a person has led a life of truth, even without planning, there is some untruth. If they say, the Lord will make it such that his words somehow or other will become truth. Ordinary people speak words and they try to use the words in keeping with what is happening in the world. And if a person leads a life of truth, let us say for 12 years, 15 years, 20 years, thereafter, whatever he says will become truthful. There is a story of Dasharatha himself, but he did not have any children then.
and the rishi cursed him, saying that he will die of putra shoka. Dashrath has no children, but the rishi cursed him, saying he will die of putra shoka. So to make the curse come true, Dashrath got sons. These are all stories. So they say, if such a person uses a word, even if it has not happened, it will happen in future also. That is called Satya Sankalpa. That is the next step. But here, such a Upasaka's words will not become a lie. Even if it is a lie, that papam will not affect him. But if it is a lie, said consciously, papam will certainly come. So here it is for inadvertent lies. Acharya specifically says that. So pramadataha uktam asatyasya papam nasti, for such people. Acharya makes a separate statement on this. Mantra 5.5.2. Tadyat sat satyam asau sa adityaham sa yesha yetasmin mandale purushaham yaschayam dakshinekshan purushaham tavethaum anyonyasmin pratishtitaum rashpibireshaham asmin pratishtitaham pranairayam amushminnam sayad pushkramish उत्क्रमिष्यन् भवतीं शुद्धमेवं एतन् मण्डलं पश्यतीं नैनमेतें अस्मयः प्रत्यायन्ति. सो द प्रीवियस् मन्त्रा टाक्ड् अबौट् द ग्लोरी आफ् हिरण्यगर्भ. हि इस् महत्, हि इस् यक्ष, हि इस् प्रथमज, अण्ड् हौ हिस् वेरि नेम् सत्यम् इस् प्रिडामिनेण्ट्लि ट्रूत्फुल्, अण्ड् हि इस् सत्य satya 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 namakshara mahima, the glory. And here Hiranyagarbhavasana is talked about upon two different lokas. So sthana dvaye Hiranyagarbha upasana, what are that? The first one is aditya mandale Hiranyagarbha upasanam, seeing Hiranyagarbha upon the solar disk, which is the samashti aspect, the total aspect. So it is Adi Daivika Rupa. And the same Hiranyagarbha is seen upon the right eye also, Dakshina Akshi, which is the Vyashti Rupam of the Hiranyagarbha or Adhyatmika Rupam. So Adi Daivika Rupam and Adhyatmika Rupam. And Adi Daivika Rupena Surya Mandale and Adhyatmika Rupena Dakshina Akshini Cham Hiranyagarbha Se Upasana. This is this. And this is the essence of this mantra. And some incidental ideas are also given here. One idea is that Adhyatmikam and Adhidaivikam are mutually dependent. This we have seen earlier also. The Adhidaivikam is called Devata and Adhyatmikam is called Jiva, and Jiva and Devata are interdependent. This alone was beautifully brought out in Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter. Natadbhasayate Suryo Nashashanko na Pavakaha Yadgatvana Vivartante Taddhama Paramamma. So neither the sun nor the moon nor fire can illumine the supreme abode of mind. Having gone there, one does not return to this material world again. Gama Vishyacha Bhutani Tarayamyaha Mojasam Pushnami Chaushadi Sarvaha Somo Bhutvara Satmakaha. So permeating the earth, I nourish all living beings with my energy, the Lord says. Becoming the moon, I nourish all plants with the juice of life. So wherein it is made that the Hiranyagarbha in the sun blesses jivas by giving the solar rays or rashmis. Rashmi dwaram samashti blesses the vyashti. And how does jiva reciprocates that? By offering oblation to the devatas. So Brahmane swaha am, Prajapataye swaha am, Parameshtine swaha am. So all these mantras come in Mahanarayana Upanishad. So through the sense organs, the jiva offers oblations and help the devatas. And the devatas help in return by giving the solar energy free of cost, no electricity bill. Therefore, they are mutually dependent. So this is one idea. So both are Hiranyagarbha Rupam only. And the another idea given here is, which, you know, commentators call as Arishta Darshanam. Arishtam means, Arishtam is a bad omen. It talks about some bad omen. And what is that? Now we said the Samashti Hiranyagarbha is blessing us Vyashti through solar rays. So when the time of death comes, devatas naturally withdraw their blessings. Adhishtanam tata karta karanam cha prithagvidam vividhascha prithak cheshta daivam cha ivatra panchamam. So if devata anugraham is not there, adhishtanam karta karanam, nothing works in the jiva, because they are all the presiding deities. So when Hiranyagarbha withdraws his blessings or grace, it means it is time for the death of the jiva. And how does one know? The Upanishad says, when the Hiranyagarbha withdraws his blessings, that person who is about to die, if he sees Surya Bhagavan, the rays coming from the Surya will be reduced. Don't ask me whether it is true or not. These are all things given in the Upanishad. This is what the Upanishad says. Since the rays are arriving from the Surya is in lesser intensity, it will be like moon without any glare. If you look at a midday sun, it is going to be very glaring. Eyes cannot see, but it will be like a moon without any glare, so that he will be able to see the sun comfortably as moon. That is arishtam. It is a dosha. What is the dosha? The person is about to die. His eyesight is going to go. So when the person can see the sun without any glare, it means the time of death has come. Because Hiranyagarbha, who is residing in the sun, withdraws the rays. And through the rays, the blessings are also withdrawn. That is what they said here. Nainam yete rashmayaham pratyayanti. So the solar rays are now no more coming to him. Na pratyayanti. These are the incidental ideas that are given here. So one idea is interdependence of the jiva and the devatas. Another is arishta darshanam, a bad omen. And what is the main topic? Aditya mandale, dakshine, akshinicha, hiranyagarbha upasana. So in the surya mandalam and also in the right eye. And the right eye and left eye and all, there was another discussion earlier we have seen some time ago. So we can refer to those lectures. Mantra 5.5.3. येष एतस्मिन् मण्डले पुरुषः तस्य भूरिति शिरः एकं शिरः एकमेतदक्षरं भुव इति बाहूं द्वौ बाहूं द्व एते अक्षरे स्विरिति प्रतिष्ठा द्वे प्रतिष्ठे द्वे एते अक्षरे तस्य उपनिषत् अहरिति हन्ति पाप्मानं जहाति च य एवं वेद. Here another Hiranyagarbha Upasana is mentioned, which is also an Anga Upasana. This is the Aditya Mandale Hiranyagarbha Upasana. It is an extension of the previous Upasana. But here the addition is along with the Avayavam, the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. We are going to imagine certain limbs of Hiranyagarbha. The head, the hands, legs, so one head, two hands, two legs, all that. And what are the Avayams of Hiranyagarbha? The Vyahriti mantras are seen here as the Hiranyagarbha's avayavas, organs. Vyahriti mantra. Actually, in Taittiriya Upanishad, we have seen that. Bhur bhuvasu varitiva yetas tisro vyahritayaham tasamuhas maitam chaturthim maha chamasya pravedagyate bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha itiva yetaspin. So these are the vyahritis. And the three Vyakritis, Buhu, Bhuvaha, and Suvaha, of this Buhu is the head of Hiranyagarbha, Bhuvaha is the two hands of Hiranyagarbha, and Suvaha is the two legs of Hiranyagarbha. Then one may get a doubt. Buhu is one Vyakriti and head is one. That's all right. But Bhuvaha is also one Vyakriti only, and how can it represent two hands? And Suvaha also is one Vyakriti only, how can it represent two legs? The Upanishad says, Bhu Vyahriti has got one letter and therefore it is one head, Bhuhu. And Bhuvaha Vyahriti has got two letters, therefore two hands, one hand for each letter. And so Dve Akshare Dvau Baha. So also Suvaha. Suvaha has got two letters and two legs. Therefore Dve Akshare Dvau Padav. All right. Therefore Shiraha Bahu Pada Rupena. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Subhaha, iti, Vyakritinam, Darshana. So this is the avayava of Hiranyagarbha, and such a Hiranyagarbha should be meditated upon Aditya Mandala. So therefore, to put all these in one sentence, Aditya Mandale, in the Aditya Mandala, Vyahriti Avayavakam Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So the Upasana of Hiranyagarbha in Aditya Mandalam with the Vyahritis as avayavas or organs. All these things are all academic only for us. One cannot be attempting to do all these Upasanas. The Upanishad tells all these very, very subtle things. So we should not be going into too much things. What is the utility for me and all that thing? Because this is how Upanishad says all these very subtle things. And we have to again and again marvel the subtleness of that, the thinking, how much that gone into that. And finally, this mantra gives a secret name also for Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha Rahasya Namadeyam. It is otherwise called Upanishad. We have seen that earlier. One meaning of the word Upanishad is secret name. Satyasya Satyam analysis. We went through an elaborate analysis of this particular term. Satyasya Satyam. In the Murtha Murtha Prapancha, Rupasya Satyasyam, Satyam Adhishtanam. All that we have seen at that time. So for this Aditya Mandalastha Hiranyagarbha, there is one Rahasya Namadeyam, one secret name. And that name is Ahaha. And why this Adi Daivika Hiranyagarbha is called Ahaha? The Upanishad says, this word is derived from two different roots. One is Ahan. A is the prefix and Han is the root. So Ahanti, to destroy. Another is called A is prefix and Ha is root. And Aha means Ajahati. Ajahati, to give up. So Hiranyagarbha is called Ahaha because through the Hiranyagarbha Upasana, the Upasaka destroys all the papams. He gives up all the papams. Ahanti Sarvani Papani, and then Ajahati Sarvani Papani iti Ahaha. So that Hiranyagarbha, with the help of whom a person destroys all the papas or a person gives up all papas, therefore Ahanti iti Ahaha. Ajahati iti ahaha. And therefore Upanishad says, papmanam hanti, papmanam jahati. The secret name of Hiranyagarbha is ahaha. Aditya Mandalastha Hiranyagarbha. And why are we insisting this? There is going to be another secret name for Hiranyagarbha in the right eye, which we are going to see next. That's why we are seeing here, this one and next one in the right eye. We will see the next one. Mantra 5.5.4. Yoyam dakshinekshan purushaha tasya bhuriti shiraha ekam shira ekameta daksharam bhuvayiti bahu dvau bahu dve yete akshare swariti pratishta dve pratishte dve yete akshare tasyo panishadahamiti khanti papmanam jahati cham yagevam vedam. Here the Hiranyagarbha is seen as the locus of the right eye. Right eye, left eye discussions and all have been done earlier, as I told. In the third mantra, the same Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon Aditya Mandala and the Aditya Mandala, whereas in the fourth mantra, the same Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon the right eye. Therefore, there is no difference in the Upasya Devata. There is only difference in the locus in which it is meditated upon. Earlier Aditya Mandalam, now it is the right eye. So one is Adi Daivika Sthanam, another is Adhyatmika Sthanam. Aditya Mandalam is Adi Daivika Sthanam and the right eye is Adhyatmika Sthanam. There is only Sthana Vedaha, Natum Upasya Vedaha, Upasya Devata Vedaha. And the limbs of Hiranyagarbha are the same. Bhuhu Vyakriti is head, Bhuvaha Vyakriti is the two hands, and Suvaha Vyakriti is the two legs. And that is said here, Bhuhu iti shiraha, ekam shiraha. So ekam etat aksharam. Bhuvaha iti bahuhum, dau bahuhum, dve ete akshare. Swariti pratishtam, dve pratishtem, dve ete akshare. So if you look at the number third and the fourth mantras, both are almost the same as already seen above. One additional information is given here in the fourth mantra with respect to the secret name of Hiranyagarbha. Secret name, another name for secret name is Upanishad. It means secret name. So Rahasya Namadeya. For Hiranyagarbha, also two sacred names are given. One secret name for Aditya Mandalastha Hiranyagarbha and second Dakshina Akshitaha, Akshistaha Hiranyagarbha. So both are Hiranyagarbha only. The difference is what? Sthana Visheshate Rahasya Namadeyaha Namaksya Namadeya Visheshaha, because of the place. And what was the secret name for Hiranyagarbha in the Aditya Mandala? Ahaha. We saw it in the previous mantra. So we saw the derivation for Ahaha also. Ahanti Ajahati Papani. That is that Hiranyagarbha who will destroy and remove all papams of Upasakas. Now we have to see the Rahasya Namadeyam of Hiranyagarbha located in the right eye, Dakshina Akshi. And that Rahasya Namadeyam is Aham. Earlier it was Ahaha, now it is Aham. Aham. Why Aham? Because Hiranyagarbha obtaining in the individual is identified as I, Pratyagatma Rupena, Avastanatim, Aham Iti Rahasya Namadeyam. Acharya writes, actually Pratyagatma Rupena, Hiranyagarbha obtaining in the individual is defined as Aham, I. Therefore, Aham is the Upanishad, is the secret name. And whoever does this Upasana will be free from all papas, Hanti, Papmanam, Jahati cha. Yayevam Veda. So this is Aditya Mandalastam, Dakshina Akshistaham, Vyakriti Avayavakam, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. And since Hiranyagarbha is called Satya, this Brahmanam is also called Satya Brahmana. So both the fourth and the fifth Brahmanam are called by the name Satya Brahmana. Satya Brahmanam number one and two. The word Satya refers to Hiranyagarbha, that we should not. Now let us go to the sixth Brahmanam, that is called Manomaya Brahmana. Mantra 5.6.1. Manomayam, Manomayamayam Purushaha Basatyaham Tasmin Antar Hridaye Yata Vrihirvam Yavovam Sayesha Sarvasya Yishanaha Sarvasya Adhipatihi Sarvamidam Prashasti Yaditam Kincham. The sixth Brahmanam also is another type of Hiranyagarbha Upasana only. Hiranyagarbha has endowed with various gunas, various glories. So it is Guna Visishta Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And the locus in which Hiranyagarbha is seen is our own heart or Hridayam. Antar Hridaye Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And what are the gunas of Hiranyagarbha? Here five gunas are given. One is Manomayaha. Hiranyagarbha is one who obtains as the mind in all beings. Mano rupena sarveshu pranishu upalabhya manatvatim manomayaha. Then second guna is basatyaha. So prakasa surupaha, prakasha rupaha. Why? Because Hiranyagarbha is in the form of all knowledge endowed with chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness. That is the second guna. And the third guna given here is Sarvasya Ishanaha, the ruler of all, because he is the Samashti Devata, and as the Samashti Devata, he alone blesses every organ, every Jnanendriyam, every Karmendriyam, and every Antakaranam is blessed by Hiranyagarbha. And four, Sarvasya Adhipatihi, the controller of all. So Sarva Adhipatihi. And the fifth gunam is Sarvam Idam Prashasti. Sarvasya Prashasta, the ruler, the lord of all. In fact, all these words, they have almost similar meaning only, with subtle differences. They are made by Shankaracharya in his commentary, which we need not bother about it now. We can only know that there are five gunas are given. Manomayaha, Prakasha Rupaha, Sarva Ishita, and Sarva Adhipatihi, Sarva Prashastha. These are the five gunas. So this Manomayatvadi Guna Visita Hiranyagarbha has to be meditated upon in this Upasana. Where? Antar Hridaye, in the heart. So if you have to visualize that Hiranyagarbha endowed with these five gunas within the heart, what will be his size? Even though Hiranyagarbha is all pervading, if the locus is limited, naturally the Lord obtaining there also will be limited. And therefore, the Upanishad says, yata vrihihi yata yavaha. He is visualized as very small, like a rice, a grain of rice, vrihi. or a grain of barley eva. So even though he is all pervading, so this is the upasana prescribed here. And it is very similar to the one we get in Taittiriya Upanishad also.
Sagyagesho ontar hridaya akashah tasminnayam purusho manomayah amrito hiranmayah antarena taluke yeshastana iva valambate se endra yonihi.
All those mantras. So there also manomayatvam guna visita hiranyagarbham upasana was given. Where sagyagesho ontar hridaya akashah antar hridaya akashah. So antar hridaya. Here also antar hridaya. So manomayatvati guna visishta hiranyagarbha upasana. In Taittiriya Upanishad it is hiranyagarbha's gunas are described.
Vagpatis chakshushpatihi shrotrapatirvijnanapatihi etattato bhavati.
Here also he is said to be sarvasya ishanaha and sarvasya adipatihi. There also it was said adipati, vagpatihi, chakshushpatihi, shrotrapatihi, vijnanapatihi and all that. So both the upasanas are one and same only. And since Hiranyagarbha is seen as Manomayaha, this Brahmanam is called Manomaya Brahmanam. Next Brahmanam, 5.7.1.
Vidyut Brahmotyahu Brahmetyahu Hom Vidanat Vidyutem Vidyat Yenam Papmanaham Yayevam Vedam Vidyut Brahmeti Vidyut Deva Brahmam.
Here we get another type of Hiranyagarbha Upasana, which is in the form of lightning, Vidyut. Vidyut means Vidyut Brahma Upasana. Brahma indicates Sagunam Brahma here. So again, in all the Upasanas. So this lightning Upasana also must be familiar to us. We have seen this in Keno Upanishad, like Tasyesha Adeshaham Yedetat Vidyuto Vidyuta Da Itin Itin Nyamimishada. Ityadi Daivatam. We saw this in Keno Upanishad. There we had Vidyut Upasana. There lightning was taken because of the story. The Yaksha appeared and disappeared like the lightning. Because of the momentariness, there the Lord was compared to the lightning. Here Hiranyagarbha is, you know, it is for another reason which the Upanishad itself mentions. It gives the derivation of the word Vidyut as that destroys darkness. It is derived from the root dyo dyati. So dyati, dyataha, dyanti. V is the prefix. So therefore, vidyati is vidyat. So vidyati to destroy. So kandayati. So that which cuts and destroys. Here lightning is the destroyer of what? Of darkness. So andakaram dyudyati. So nashayati iti vidyat. So, of course, sometimes it destroys the trees, people also. So, generally, it destroys darkness. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Vidyut Brahma iti ahuhum vidanat vidyut. Vidanat, vidanat means nashanat. If a person meditates on Vidyut Brahma, the palam is papmanaha vidyati. This upasana also will be a destroyer of all papas. Just as the lightning is a destroyer, lightning upasana also will become a destroyer of all the papas. It is the upasana of lightning. And because of the lightning upasana, the upasana also becomes destroyer. The upasana also becomes a destroyer of papmanaha hanti. So vidyati. It destroys all papas, of the, all the sins. So it is useful even for Vedantic seeker because papam are obstacles for guru prapti. So shravana prapti, jnana prapti, for all of them. It's an obstacle, papams, for all of them. So our own papams can become obstacles and this upasana will remove all the moksha pratibandha. So pratibandha rupa papari. Whatever is the obstacle for gaining moksha, it will destroy all of them. So this is the seventh brahmana. Since Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon as Vidyut, this Brahmanam is called Lightning Brahmanam or Vidyut Brahmanam. Mantra 5.8.1. Vacham denumupasitam tasyas chatvarasthanaham swahakaraham vashatkaraham kantakaraham swadhakaraham tasyai dvaustanau deva upajivanti swahakarancham vashatkarancham hantakaram manushyaham swadhakaram pitaraham tasya prana krishabaha manovatsaham. Here we get another type of Hiranyagarbha Upasana again. It is Veda Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Hiranyagarbha is seen as the very Vedas themselves. It is a very important aspect in our culture. We look upon Veda as Hiranyagarbha or Brahma. That is why Veda, you know, is sometimes called Brahma. The word Brahma is meant for Veda. In which context? Actually, in the third chapter of the Gita itself, Karma Brahmodbhavam Vidhi, Brahmakshara Samudbhavam. There Krishna compares Brahma to the Vedas. So Brahma has four faces. Veda has got four parts. One face of Brahma represents Rig Veda, another face Yajurveda, and so on. So here the beauty is, Veda is called Vagdenuhu. It is compared to Kamadenu in the form of words, Vag. Actually, it's a poetic usage. Veda is compared to Denuhu, cow, that gives milk. Dogdi iti Denuhu. Kamadenu means kamam, kamam dogdi iti kamadenuhu, which milks all your desires. Here, Veda is also a kamadenu, which is in the form of vag shabda rupena vartate iti krutva vagdenuhu iti uchyate. Once it is a milking cow, our attention is to turn towards what? Its udder, which has got four nipples or four teeth. So the Veda kamadenu also has got four, an udder with four nipples, tanaha. And what are those? The Upanishad says they are swaha, vashat, hanta, and swadha. Swaha is one nipple, vashat is second nipple, third one is swadha, hanta is third one hanta, and swadha is four. And why compare four Vedas with four nipples? Again, through the nipples alone, the cow is giving the milk or the feeding. In the same way, when we utter the word swaha in rituals, immediately it becomes the feeding for the devatas. They get food. So through the nipple, milk comes. Through swaha kara, devatas get their food. Vashat is another mantra uttered during ritual. When the vashat is uttered, food comes to another type of devatas. So two nipples are meant for devatas, two different types of devatas. And the third one is Hanta. The Upanishad says, Hanta karam manushyaha. Manushyas eat food. They are given food with the expression Hanta. So Hanta means, well, this is food. Please take. You know, it's like that. Meaning, well, food is given. And therefore, Hanta expression is like the third nipple through which manushyas get food. And the fourth one is Swadha. So after the utterance of Swadha, Pitru Devatas, they get their food. So Pitru Bhyaswadha, Pitru Bhyaswadha, Manushye Bhyohanta, To Deve Bhyaha Swaha. So Swaha is for the Devas, and Hanta is for Manushyas, and Swadha is for the Pitras. And Swaha and Vashat, both for Devas. So because of these Veda mantras, the Devas and all others, they get their food. Therefore, Veda is called Vagdenuhu. Then what is the bull called? Because if there is a cow, there should be a bull. So a Vrishabha is required, which has to support or sustain the cow. The Upanishad says, for Vagdenu, the Rishabha is Pranaha. Prana Shakti is the bull. Why? Because the Vag, our power of speech, is sustained by, supported by, or blessed by the Prana Shakti alone. When the prana goes, we cannot speak anymore. So if you remember in Chandogya Upanishad, the guru asked Shishya, I don't know whether you remember the story. The guru asked the Shishya to be on fasting for 15 days. And afterwards, the guru asked the disciple to chant Samaveda mantra. At least with other Vedas, fine. Samaveda is very difficult to recite without prana shakti. So nothing but air comes out of the mouth, because prana is required for chanting. Therefore, chanting is the Denuhu and prana is the bull, Rishabha. So next question is, what is the calf? Because the Upanishad says, Mano Vatsaha, the mind is the calf. Why? Because of the calf alone, the cow gives out milk. Therefore, we can say, calf stimulates the secretion of milk. That is why they say, a terrible thing actually to hear in India, you know, it's a common sight. If the calf has died for some whatever reason, then they make a false calf and keep it before the cow. and milk the cow. These are all in villages you see, even in towns. Very sad. And it's very unfortunate thing. So just as in the Gita, we say, even though Krishna has got the knowledge, to get the knowledge out of Krishna, we require a vatsa, partho vatsaha, Arjuna. So for the guru cow, to give out the teaching, the student calf is required. Similarly, the mind alone stimulates for the utterance of the Vedas. So Veda Shabdam Uccharanartham, mind is the stimulant. One should have the desire to utter the Veda, desire to feed the Devatas, desire for karma phalam. So for any such person, he should utter Vedas. Therefore, Manaha is the Vatsaha, the baby. Thus, when the mind stimulates, the prana shakti sustains, the vagdenu, the veda denu comes out. This is the idea here. And what is upasanam here? Vagdenu rupenam hiranyagarbha upasanam kartavya. So do upasanam as vagdenu rupenam upon hiranyagarbha. Therefore, this brahmana is called vagdenu brahmana. And the next Brahmanam is called Vaishwanaragni Brahmanam. Maybe I will finish this also one more. I am Agnir Vaishwanaraham, Yoyamanta Purushem, Yenedamannam Pachyatem, Yedidamadyatem, Tasyesha Gosho Bhavati, Yemetatem, Karnavapidhayam, Shrunoti, Sayedam, Utkramishyan Bhavati, Nainam Gosham Shrunoti. Another Hiranyagarbha Upasana in the form of Vaishwanara Agni in the stomach. Vaishwanara Agni or Jatara Agni Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And how do we know it is inside Jatara Agni? The Upanishad says you can hear the presence of Vaishwanara Agni in the stomach if you close your ears. If one is very hungry, one can hear the Vaishwanara Agni. The Upanishad does not say that. So Karnav Apidhaya, if you close your ears, you can hear a sound in the stomach. That sound is Saha Ghoshaha Vaishwanara Agni Ghoshaha. The presence of sound indicates that Hiranyagarbha from within blesses us all. Therefore, Vaishwanara Agni Shabda Rupena Gosha Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Kutra Antapurushe, within the body, in the stomach. And how does that Hiranyagarbha bless us? Annam pachyate, by cooking the food, by assimilating the food. There are two cooking. One is before you eat, you cook once. And after you eat, the body cooks. The stomach cooks the food again. And Hiranyagarbha, by digesting the food, he blesses the individual. Then incident rightly also is given here, incidentally. Arishta darshanam, the bad omen. This word has come before also in the previous topic. We said that Hiranyagarbha blesses every jiva through the rays of sun. And Hiranyagarbha withdraws the blessing, the rays will not come to us. And how we will know that? We will be able to look at the sun without glare at the time of death. In the same manner, here it is another type of Arishta Darshanam, that is a dosha. The Upanishad says, Hiranyagarbha is blessing an individual which is indicated by Vaishwanara Agni Gosha. The sound is the indication, the stomach is indication of Hiranyagarbha's blessings. When the time of death comes, Hiranyagarbha withdraws that blessing in the form of digestion, and internal sound will become less and less audible. So at the time of death, if you close your ears, the Gosha will not be heard. So Saha Yadam Utkramishyan Bhavati. When one is about to die, Utkramishyan means a person is about to die, leave. So Yenam Gosham Nashrunoti. The internal sound from the stomach will not be heard. That is a bad omen. That is considered a bad omen. Maybe a good omen also, we don't know. It's called Arishta Darshanam. So Arishta means dosham. Since Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon as Vaishwanara Agni, this Brahmanam is called Vaishwanara Agni Brahmanam. Then the next Brahmanam is called Gati Brahmanam. Maybe I can take 2 minutes and finish that also. It will be a 10, it's a good number. Yada vai purushaha asmal lokat praiti savayum agachati tasmai saham tatra vijihitem yatha ratachakrasyakham తేన స ఊర్ధ్వం ఆక్రమతే స ఆదిత్యమాగచ్చతి తస్మై సహ తత్ర విజిహీతే యథాలంబరస్య ఖం తేన స ఊర్ధ్వ ఆక్రమతే స చంద్రమసమాగచ్చతి తస్మై సహ తత్ర విజిహీతే యథా దుందుభేఖం తేన స ఊర్ధ్వం ఊర్ధ్వం ఆక్రమతే స లోకమాగచ్చతి అశోకమహిమం తస్మిన్ వసతి శాశ్వతి సమాహ. అప్ టు ద ప్రీవియస్ బ్రాహ్మణం వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన ఆర్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మణం హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన ఫలం ఇస్ గివన్. ఇట్ హస్ గాట్ టూ ఫోల్డ్ ఫలమ్స్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ నిష్కామ ఉపాసన ది ఫలం విల్ బి చిత్తశుద్ధి, చిత్త నైశ్చల్యం, చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత, చిత్త విశాలత, చిత్త సంస్కార, ఆల్ దాట్. బట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ సకామ ఉపాసన ది ఫలం ఇస్ బ్రహ్మలోక ప్రాప్తి. After maranam, one attains brahmalokam. Here Brahma, the Upanishad talks about the gati. We know the Shukla gati, Krishna gati, all that we are familiar with those terms. So gati is travel. So this brahmanam is called gati brahmana. Travel of an upasaka after death. So the destination is brahmaloka. While going to brahmaloka, he crosses three stages, which are Vayu Devata, Aditya Devata, and Chandra Devata. So the Upasaka first goes to Vayu Mandalam, then crosses him, then goes to Aditya Mandalam, crosses that region, and then goes to Chandrama, and crosses that Devata also. So it is said first they will welcome the Upasaka, and Upasaka has to get the permission to travel further. There will be gates which will be closed. So Vayu Devata opens the gate, then Surya Devata opens that other next gate, and Chandra Devata opens the gate. Then the Upanishad talks about the size of the gates also. The first gate is like Ratha Chakram, the wheel of a chariot, how big it is. And the second is Lambaraha. Lambaraha means a big drum with a hole. And the third gate is Dundubi, which is the Dwara, in the, which is another type of drum. So that will be the size of the gate. So Ratha Chakra size, then Akashavati and Lambara Akashavati, Dundubi Akashavati, the space. The space in each one of them. So three types of gates are there, and the Upasaka crosses all of them before he reaches Brahmaloka, where he lives long, and there he can get Krama Mukti, because he has got, he can get Jnanam there, and he can get Krama Mukti in that place also. So this is the Gati Brahmanam, the 10th Brahmanam. We will see the next Brahmanam, 11th one, in the next class. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitah తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య పరస్య మహేశ్వర శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణారాయణ. వాట్ డూ యూ మీన్ వెన్ యూ సే హిరణ్య గర్భ క్యాన్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ద పాపాస్ ఇన్ థర్డ్ మంత్ర? ద ఉపాసన మీన్స్ పాపాస్ మీన్స్ వాట్? యాస్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ వెన్ దిస్ ఆల్